The first case of COVID-19 in London was confirmed today. At least 9 people have tested positive for the disease in the UK so far. And that got us wondering, how are other countries preparing? Bernice Langdon is a primary care doctor in southwest London. What drew our attention to her is something that she wrote for a British newspaper about interacting with patients with respiratory symptoms. Dr. Langdon reflected on her own reaction when she met a patient who had a cough and a sore throat, who also happened to be Asian.
When I saw her, the guidelines came flooding into my mind, and I thought coronavirus. And it is a tense moment. But the next difficult thing was that I had to then approach the question of whether she was Chinese or not, which seemed a bit unfair to start making assumptions about where people are from and asking questions about it. When you read the guidelines, you're like, yeah, no, we need to look out for people from Wuhan. But when it actually happens and someone walks in and you have to say, are you Chinese? Were you from Wuhan? I think it feels a bit unfair. So that was the first thing I had to do, was to brace myself for that question.
How did you deal with the situation?
So in a kind of an apologetic way, I hope you don't mind me asking kind of thing.
Mm.
And people are quite understanding because everybody knows what's going on. So she was quite accepting of it and reassured me.
We should say she was sick, but after you did your diagnostics, you concluded she did not have COVID-19, right?
So the key thing was the travel history. So she had many people, of course, with a temperature and a cough. But the key difference here is the travel history. If someone did have a travel history, then I would be looking out for the coronavirus symptoms that the Chinese doctors have been telling us about.
What are you supposed to do when you have a patient that you suspect may have COVID-19? You talked about guidelines.
Yes, the guidelines really surprised me. If the patient had been in contact with Wuhan, I have to just simply leave the room. And that's another very strange and unusual piece of advice, because normally doctors are expected to be brave and to get on with examining. That's one of the key things, really, and not to leave the room. But this advice is different from all the advice I've ever had before. So, yes, I would be expected to leave and shut the door.
And that advice comes from the British government?
So that advice comes from the British government, and they've been in touch with every GP in the country, and they're very clear in the guidelines. The point is to isolate and not to spread it. And I think that gives us all time. If we can delay the virus coming to the country, it gives us time to get strategies like testing and vaccines and things. So I think that's the idea behind it. I'm sure it will come. I'm sure it will be mild for most people. And personally,
sorry, you're sure there will be an outbreak in the UK? Is that what you're saying? Are you sure that the guidance
will? I think it will come through. That would be my guess. Although we're trying to delay it as long as possible.
I mean, the guidelines are a little confusing, because what happens to the patient if the doctor walks out of the room? And I mean, how does the patient actually leave the building at that point?
I have trouble visualizing that as well. So the real goal is, or the ideal is, for patients not to present to general practice at all, that they should telephone first. And if they do come to the practice, the receptionists are there at the front and we want them to send them straight home. But if they did then come in and the first you heard of it was taking history, the idea is to then leave the room, shut the door, and continue the consultation by telephone.
Right. I mean, those are the guidelines. I mean, it does seem to make sense if you just read the paper. But, I mean, with all the warnings not to be panicky about this, it must have given you some pause.
Yes. I thought, when I wrote that article, I felt I had grown up and was not so panicky that I would. People do die of viruses, and it's a normal thing to die. But when I then came in contact with a second person who I really thought might have it, all of those high ideals flew out of the window, and I was, you know, it's a very tense moment. But I mean, part of the point of training is to stay calm and not to convey that fear, and to sit tight and figure out what's going on. And again, the travel history didn't fit, so I so it was a false alarm.
Dr. Bernice Langdon, a primary care physician in Southwest London. She's also the author of the book, Learning Microbiology Through Clinical Consultation. Dr. Langdon, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.